Pete, you all right?
I'm good.
You don't look like
it. He's not. He's not all right.
A lot going on. Like what? Life?
No, just getting things ready for the show.
Oh, okay. Smile, my father.
I'm good now.
I'm good now.
He's not
good. With a frown.
Pete's not good.
He's a horrible liar.
Yeah, Pete's always, he's got the default setting for Pete has not been happy the last couple of weeks, I can tell.
That's not true.
Ah, I don't know. Mike? I don't think you can speak for yourself on this one, Pete. Mike?
Oh, Pete's been great. He couldn't be happier.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm detecting sarcasm there.
No sarcasm at all.
Nothing wrong. So, I don't know what you guys are thinking, but...
I'm not thinking. I was asking.
Even then, a little bit of attitude. Even then.
I'm fine.
Don't make me call Bogus in. He deals with you on the train. I can get his opinion on this.
I'm fine. There's nothing
I'm
wrong.
I'm fine. I just have a scowl on my face, but I'm fine.
It's a lot of work going
Leave
on.
Leave me alone. Yeah, a lot of work going on.
Getting this class ready, so, you know.
Oh, the prof.
The outside stuff creeping in. All right.
Get to hang out with co-eds. How many days a week you teach?
One. For 3 hours.
And that's what's dragging you down?
A lot of stuff going on.
No, it's the first time I'm doing it. It's getting everything ready, you know, like preparing the class. And,
what made you want to become a professor?
I don't care.
I have no idea.
We'll move on.
All right, we'll move on then. Yeah. So you had to say, homie?
Yeah.
What?
Come on, Pete, smile in there. You're dragging us down. We look in there, big frown on your face every day. Brian and I talk about this. It drags us down. You know?
You ain't dragging me down. Try not to look at you.
All right, so his story yesterday comes out that Aaron Hernandez, I don't need to go into his whole story. If you don't know, well, some crazy stuff happened. So Aaron Hernandez, after getting his brain examined, after killing himself in jail, was found to have severe stage 3 CTE, which is the condition that you get from multiple head injuries, head trauma, concussions, and, of course, what the NFL has been trying to battle against for many, many years. And the news also included that Aaron Hernandez's family is now suing the NFL and the New England Patriots because there wasn't enough information provided to him to let him know that pro football would cause CTE in him, and they believe that a monetary settlement is the only way to go about this. So there's a couple of different discussions in this.
Mm-hmm.
I will start with that, yes, we're learning so much every day about playing football, what it does to your brain, guys who deal with this in their post-playing careers, what they could do to make the game safer. That's not a new conversation. I also think that we need to be very careful about blaming everybody's behavior on that. And clearly it's an issue and it changes people's personalities. And if you watch any the Frontline did a documentary on this a couple years ago that I thought was one of the most informative, talked to a lot of people, the concussion movie, it changes people's personalities and it's not usually for the better. But there are a lot of former players who were dealing with stuff. Tony Dorsett, Jim McMahon, Nick Bonacani. None of these guys are murdering people, all right? So if anybody wants to make the excuse that it was the multiple head injuries that led to Aaron Hernandez murdering Odin Lloyd, I cannot make that leap. Now, does it make a bad person a terrible person? You know, I don't really know. I don't know. But that's one thing that has to be said right away, that this cannot be an excuse at all. That's the first part of it. The second part of it is, I don't think it's the most frivolous lawsuit in the world because the NFL had a track record of lying to its players about what this does to you. You played during the era where they were really fighting against this, handing out pamphlets to players, showing you how football and head injuries and CTE, there was no connection. So you can't just say they're ridiculous for this lawsuit. There's already been multiple lawsuits that have been filed from former NFL players against the league for that stuff. So those are two things that this conversation, I think, needs to start with right there before we get into some of the other stuff.
Agree 100%. To make a correlation between murdering someone and CTE and blaming that on the Patriots and blaming that on football, that's a huge leap. I can't go there. And to add, there were incidents when he was at Florida as a freshman. I believe he punched a bartender or a security guard at an establishment there in Gainesville. So if you knew you had these sort of feelings, these inklings, the propensity to go out and be angered quickly and irritable, there were resources for you. Maybe not at Florida, but definitely once you got to the NFL. And while your machismo may get in the way and not allow you to want to share those feelings and whatever's happening to you internally, there were resources. So I can't make that leap either, because there are hundreds and thousands of players that have come before you that are dealing with this. And we're all scared, you know what, of what may be lying down the road. But we're not going out and we're not murdering people. You may have thoughts, but are you acting upon those thoughts? No. And if you're having these thoughts and if you're experiencing other things, are you trying to find answers to those questions as to why you feel the way you do? Are you looking for remedies to those issues? And, you know, additionally, you know, as far as the NFL and not being forthcoming with information, that's been the crux of the problem. We continue to come back to that. Why, way back when, even before I was in the league and you were studying this problem, why couldn't you just be truthful with the members of your particular league? Why hold and keep all this information away from them? Even with this concussion lawsuit and the settlement, they still offered no discovery whatsoever. And so that, I'm with you 100% and the family there as far as keeping this information from our eyes and not allowing us to be further down the road than we currently are.
Yeah, and Aaron Hernandez played at a time where there were still some developments happening. The NFL hadn't come completely around to say, you know, that, all right, we have to join this concussion research and we have to do some stuff. But this certainly wasn't like the mid-'80s or early 90s where, you know, there was so much denial going on. And even after that, it continued. That denial continued for a long, long time and still does a little bit. I mean, there's times where there's research that's done and you find something out, and then the NFL has their own team of doctors out there to dispute it. It really is quite sickening. But I just don't think that now is the right time to blame Aaron Hernandez's behavior on this, when at no point in defending himself or in no point when they were trying to clear his name, his defense team, his lawyer, his family, did they mention that this was a possibility.
Yeah.
That we think that football did this to him. He was one way, multiple concussions the other way. You know, test him out, please, get a therapist in here, get an evaluator in here. I really think that we could use this as a defense. Not once. And now it's convenient for them to say that's what led to this. And that's what makes me a little bit unnerved.
And if that was done, I would think you have some comprehensive evaluations once you enter into the system. And if that was done, we haven't become privy to that information.
Dan Wetzel is a guy we like a lot from Yahoo, wrote a column saying that the Aaron Hernandez news that he had CTE is devastating for the NFL. And I mentioned this in our opening segment. I just don't think that it is. I really, really don't. Now, 20 years down the line, I could be proven wrong by this. You know, maybe football starts to slowly die because we are very, very sensitive to the fact that there's so many players that are dealing with these things. And guys don't want to play anymore. They're going to gravitate to other sports because they're safer. There wasn't enough advancements made in safety, so people aren't comfortable in playing. That might be the case. I highly doubt it. I really do. And if you poll every single NFL fan out there, I'll tell you that there's probably 90% or more that doesn't ever think about what happens to the player after they retire. It never crosses their mind. Now, it didn't cross my mind before I started to know a few of them.
Yeah.
You know, when I was just a fan and I was a kid, never crossed my mind. Now it does. Why? Because I got to interview Wayne Corbett once, and Wayne Corbett was the Jets wide receiver, had multiple concussions. totally different person because of all the stuff he dealt with. Yeah. Some of the stories that you tell me about some of your friends or some of the issues that you think you might have, like that's, I became personally attached to it.
Right.
Not a lot of NFL fans are personally attached to
it. No, and why should they? And that may be crass, but why should they be? You see, and that goes back to the whole role model deal. That tangent I like to go on when people say, oh, he's a hero and this, oh, he let me down. No, he didn't. You see these people from afar. They provide entertainment for you. And, yeah, now, there's a human element to it where you want to have some type of association from an emotion standpoint with them. But why should you, other than that, think of that when you're watching these games? And no one's saying you should, but as human beings, you want to care for your fellow man. But we chose to play this game. We love this game. I think David Deal, when he comes on, I'm sure he's experienced multiple concussions, and he'd tell you he'd do it all over again, usually to a man. We say that, and we understand the dangers, just like blowing out a knee, just like having a back issue. All that goes with the territory, but we love the game. And I don't want, you know, Joe Fan to give a damn about me, but I want my league to. Because they understand the risk as well. And that's why they have certain resources available to players. That's why they have a pension plan. That's why they have a disability plan, even though they fight you tooth and nail to receive anything from it. But I want them to care. I want the league to care. I want them to care enough to go out and do research and do these studies and come back and give us the truthful information from those studies. But that didn't occur.
One of the arguments that people have about football going away that I think is just a false argument is when they say, look, boxing isn't as popular as it used to be. That's a violent sport. How come football can't go the way of boxing? That, to me, is so wrong in so many ways. First off, let's talk about the popularity of boxing right now. And you had probably the biggest sporting event of the year was a fight. And then you had one a couple of weeks later that still did amazing numbers in pay-per-view. And it's not the violence of it that made people stop watching boxing. There's been a whole nother uprising of MMA that could be more popular now with people beating the snot out of each other.
It's even more violent.
Right. And it's not as if people stopped watching boxing at some sort of crazy clip because they're like, man, you know, watching Muhammad Ali towards the end of his life was really tough for me. I'm not going to watch boxing anymore. Of all these other guys that you see that have a tough time speaking.
What did we say? The opposite. When's the next Muhammad Ali going to surface?
Exactly. So it's more about personalities, the fact there's too many belts, you don't have a compelling heavyweight. That's what it's about.
Yep.
People don't care about what happens to strangers after they're done entertaining them.
Thank you.
That's it.
And that's the truth. That's how we feel about it. Entertain us, and then good luck to you.
And I know it sounds cold, and that doesn't represent everybody in the country, but it's a lot of us. It really is. I mean, when you see an actor who might have some sort of disease, you know, late in his life, I mean, are people going crazy about that? No. Well, they're going to go back. They're going to watch his movies. Oh, it's kind of sad.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to move on.
Right. Hope it doesn't happen to me.
Dave in Ohio, CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, Dave?
Hey, not too much, guys. How you doing?
Good, Dave. What do you got for us?
Hey, you're talking about Hernandez's family wants to sue the NFL and all that. But wouldn't the family be more responsible for getting him in football as a child? And then you got the Pee Wee programs, and you got the high school programs who really, you know, kids got. I think kids get lit up all the time in those, and they still go back on the field. And then you got the college level, so. I don't think they really have a case against the New England Patriots in the NFL.
Well, we'll see. From a discovery standpoint, they may. But to as I just said earlier, to make a correlation between playing football and then going out and murdering someone, that's a huge leap in my estimation. The Pee Wee football, and we've said it here numerous times, you shouldn't be tackling. Even though at 10 years old, we were tackling. We had helmets and pads, and we were tackling. I don't believe you should tackle that early. I think you got to wait at least until junior high school, middle school, whatever the hell they call it these days. And you shouldn't play tackle football that early. No, it shouldn't take place.
In a common sense argument, the caller is right. Because we look at football as a violent game. You're banging your head into stuff for a long period of time, for many years of playing the game. You would think that would have some sort of negative effect on your brain. But what they're saying is that they were told or they were under the assumption that there was no connection to playing football to CTE. And if Aaron Hernandez would have known that, he would have stopped playing football at some point, and that's what led him down this path. That's what they're saying.
Right.
No, we don't agree with that, no. but that's what they're saying. It's almost like it's such. There's so many comparisons with this and smoking. It's the same.
Right.
You would common sense. Yeah, you're putting poison into your lungs, tar and smoke. Of course, that should be leading. Hey, just use your brain. Same thing with this. But you had two big corporations fighting against it because their bottom line was going to be affected if everybody who indulged in their product got sick. So it's the same thing, and they lied about it. Right. Both corporations lied about it.
There you go. That's it in a nutshell. That's what has occurred here. And if they'd just been forthright, came out and shared that information, we wouldn't be sitting there having this conversation. We'd still be concerned with the ramifications of playing the game. We have, you know, Earl Campbell in here, and Earl, hard to watch him walk. But I'm sure Earl Campbell would say, hey, man, I would have done it all over again. That's how much I love the game. And, yes, it was debilitating to my body to the extent where my quality of life has changed. But it was a great game, and I knew going in that knees and hips and all that could have been injured to the extent they are. But no one shared the information about the brain injuries. And so if they had just been more forthcoming, those in the smoking industry and those at the NFL level, maybe we'd be further down the road and have more of a grasp of what's occurring here.
Coming up next, I think we may have, it's not confirmed, I think we may have a very special in-studio guest with us.
Uh-oh.
Very, very special.
What's she look like?
You're going to have to find out. Next.
Greg Giannotti, Brian Jones on CBS Sports Radio.
Waiting on our very special in-studio guest, who is apparently on their way up with Mikey
really?
B.
Okay.
So we will see how that pans out. But first, Andrew Bogus with an update. Bogus?
Hello, friends. After just 99 passing yards on Sunday in Seattle by our current colleague. Brian Hoyer's first pass last night in Santa Clara was picked off Niners head coach Kyle Shanahan.
We wanted to come out here and play well, and to start out with the first play is a pick, basically a pick six. I think they took it to the two. And I knew that was going to be tough, so just went and talked to him, looked in his eyes. He looked fine. He said, I'm ready to go. We'll be all right. And he responded pretty well.
Hoyer did throw for 332 yards with two touchdowns and another one rushing. He got the Niners into the end zone five times after zero over the first two games, but the San Francisco D couldn't stop the Rams. They are now 2-1 after the 41-39 victory. LA led 41-26 early in the fourth after Jared Goff and Sammy Watkins hooked up for a score, but needed to stop a two-point try and then sack Hoyer on fourth down to get the win. The Patriots had Rob Gronkowski back at practice yesterday. The tight end has said he's fine after hurting his groin Sunday in New Orleans. Running back Darius Geis will play for the
LSU Tigers
tomorrow against Syracuse after all. Head coach Ed Orgeron ruled Geis out Wednesday night, but then Geis talked his way into practice yesterday and showed he could play. He's dealing with an apparent left knee injury. Number 21, South Florida hammered Temple 43-7 last night. The Owls had -4 net rushing yards.
Whoa.
The Colorado, yeah, but don't they, football, college is different. Don't they count sacks against that total?
Exactly.
Which is not helpful.
Right.
The Colorado Rockies have lost 4 straight and 6 of 8, 3-0 in San Diego last night. Manager Bud Black assuming their bats will wake up soon.
The last few games, the bats haven't woken. But, you know, you look at, 10 days ago or 2 weeks ago where our bats were and look at it that way. So it's coming. You know, our time is coming to swing the bats.
Okay. Time is coming.
Sure.
There's a week and a half left in the season. The Brewers blew a 9th-inning lead and lost to the Cubs 5-3-10 in Milwaukee, so the Rockies' lead for the second NL wildcard remains 1 game. The Brewers dropping 4.5 behind the Cubs for first in the Central. The Twins ran over the Tigers 12-1. Minnesota's holding the second AL wildcard is 2.5 games over the Rangers and Angels. And the NBA revealing some rule changes yesterday. One of them allows refs to call a technical or flagrant foul on a defender for a dangerous closeout on a jump shooter. This stems from the Zaza Pachulia play that injured Kawhi Leonard's ankle in Game 1 of the Western Conference Final.
All right, Bogus, you're no longer important.
Right.
So get out of here.
We have an important guest in here.
That's right. We were just talking about our very, very special in-studio guest who is now a sensation across the country. This man, after doing football picks the last 2 weeks on our show, has become a superstar.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What bad teams we got. I don't know about that.
So it was a couple weeks ago that we decided to go downstairs to our security staff and get some football picks. Mm-hmm. And we played those picks on the air. Yeah. And people love you. So, ladies and gentlemen, here he is in person. A guy you heard the last 2 weeks on tape, live in studio, security guard Coop. Coop, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Just get as close to you can as the mic. Microphone, man.
Oh, what's happening?
No, not much.
Okay.
Y'all always got something going, huh?
Yeah, we always do have something.
For 3 hours.
Yeah,
every morning.
That's right.
3 hours?
Yeah. Just three.
Could you do a 3 hour radio show?
If I get paid like y'all do, I'll do 10 hours.
Oh, 10 hours.
It's not that much, Coop. Yeah. So you and Calhoun are a big team down there, right? You and Calhoun, you work together most of the time?
All the time.
Okay, who's a better security guard, you or Calhoun?
Well, Calhoun is the fire safety. He's the fire safety EAP.
Oh, he's a fire safety guy. So there's a fire. Yeah. It's all about Calhoun puts it out.
Yeah, right. He's take care of fire commander station, like a fire going off.
And if there's a security issue, you jump to it and
right, I got to.
You got a gun?
Gun?
Yeah.
They'll throw me out of here if I had a gun.
So what kind of security guy are you if you don't have a weapon?
No, I can't have a weapon.
You talk them down?
No.
You use your verbal skills?
That's right.
So what do you say? If someone comes in, threatening guy walks in, what do you say to him?
I just tell him I got to talk to a caution the best way I can. Talk him out.
Talk him out.
Yeah.
So, all right. Let Brian, you be aggressive, angry man.
I don't know how to do that. I'm not familiar with it.
And then Coop, you tell him you got to try to talk him down. All right.
I got to try to talk him down.
All right. So Brian, go ahead. You let's.
I'm going in here, man. I know I don't have a pass, but I'm going in anyway. What you gonna do about it?
I'm gonna call 911. Take it easy.
I'll be upstairs by the time 911 gets here.
You can't get through. Got turnstile.
I can jump the turnstile.
I can use the elevator key. Bring it back down. Lock that elevator down.
Oh, you can lock the elevator?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I can bring it right back on recall.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
It's pretty effective, man.
It's very effective.
It's pretty effective.
So you can lock
you get
the person in the elevator.
Yeah, you can lock them down, and bring it right back down.
Mm-hmm.
you got a key.
So can I, say if I get in the elevator with a cutie, let's just say I can send you a signal and you can lock us in there for a few minutes?
Well, I'm looking right at you. We got pictures all off the elevator inside.
I know you got pictures, but don't look. If you know I'm in there with a hottie, you just turn up the other way or turn that particular camera off.
I can't turn.
So, Coop, if I was in the...
You're peeping Tom, too.
The attractive woman gets in the elevator by herself. You watching that video as she goes up?
Yeah. I make sure nothing happened to her.
Oh, yeah, okay. By herself.
Right.
I'm looking out for her.
Of course you are, Coop.
So you see everything going on in the elevator. That's good to know.
Yeah.
Man.
All right.
Wow.
You got cameras in there.
Okay. we know now.
All right. So let's get to the thing that's made you famous here. Yes. And don't get too far away from the microphone because people need to hear you across the country. You're on national radio right now, Coop. Okay. I mean, there's people in Alabama and Wisconsin and
North Carolina.
North Carolina, South Carolina, Myrtle Beach.
North Carolina.
You from North Carolina?
Yeah, North Carolina.
Proud. How'd you get up here, Coop?
Well, my brother brought me here in 1970.
1970?
Yeah.
Okay.
And why are you still here?
I don't know. I was into a lot of baseball down south, man.
Oh, were you?
Baseball, yeah, man. That was my thing. Baseball.
You played?
Basketball, yeah.
Okay.
A lot of baseball.
Play a lot of baseball. A
lot of leagues.
And what happened?
Well, so this woman got married. Got married when I was a young man.
You let a woman get in the way of you and your baseball career.
You still married?
Huh?
Still married to her?
Yeah, got married in 1965.
And you're still married to her?
Yeah.
Wow. Whoa. Okay. That's not bad. That's not
great,
like a...
Cool.
I don't know about that. She still like, try to be...
So what's that, 47 years?
50 years. My daughter 51 now.
You got a 51-year-old daughter? I mean, you look tremendous, Coop.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Eight kids?
You've
four
got boys,
that one was really good.
Four boys and four girls. One set was a twin.
Wow.
Two girls.
Man, I tell you.
Very potent man.
No joke.
We're talking to the great Coop, the security guard, those football picks with us. We're learning about his life before he gives us some picks. So are you going to retire at any point, or are you just going to be doing this as long as you can?
No, I don't know about that now. Well, I don't know.
You don't seem to really, I mean.
It's time for me to go.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So.
How old are you, Coop?
Huh? I'm 73.
Wow.
What?
73.
Damn.
You don't look a day over 55.
You look good, man. What's your secret?
I don't feel like, huh?
What's your secret?
I don't know what the secret is, but I know one thing. I don't.
That way you know you get old. I don't know what, but you just start laughing midway through the sentence.
Right. Lord, is it the extra shut eye you catch at work that has kept you so young?
That's not good.
I just can't trust it, Coop. That was not my line, by the way.
That's okay.
Oh, Coop. No, it's okay. We're all on the same team here,
yeah,
man.
That's right.
We're all on the same team.
Well, I still can walk.
Yeah, that's good, man.
Yeah, we saw you walk in. You're right. You can walk.
I'm trying to the boss don't like me. I just...
Boom. There you go. I'm out.
That's the end of that. Was your boss down there today? I heard your boss was...
They did come in, and you know, but...
Gotcha. Sounds good.
Do you
care about anything these days other than your kids? I mean, does anything bother you? It doesn't seem like anything really bothers you anymore.
No, really don't bother me.
Okay.
Right. Just these losing teams.
Losing team?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. All right, Coop. So here we go. Let's make a couple picks here, right? So you want to talk? You like the local teams? You pay attention to them, the Jets and the Giants, right? So we'll do that. All right. How about the? I almost feel like we need NFL music now, Pete. If you have anything, it's okay. So you have the Jets and the Giants this week. Two divisional matchups. You have the Giants traveling to Philadelphia to take on the Eagles. The Giants are a 6-point underdog, Coop. And get as close to the mic as you can so everybody can hear you. The Giants are a 6-point underdog. Who are you taking in that one? The Eagles or the Giants?
You play the Eagle?
Yeah.
I got to go to the Eagle.
You got to pick the Eagles?
But Johnson ain't scored but one touchdown in two games.
There you go. That is beautiful. That's good.
Okay.
All right. And on the road, too. Tough spot,
right?
Short week.
Yeah, right. But they could wake up, too.
Huh?
Giants could wake up too.
They could wake up too, right?
So what is it?
Which one is it?
Peyton Manning is pretty good.
Peyton Manning?
I mean, well, Giants got a good quarterback.
Yeah, Peyton is good.
Yeah, he's been terrible though, Coop.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he ain't getting no help. The line ain't holding up like to me.
Yes, Coop.
That's true.
Analysis.
Yes.
Hashtag analysis from Coop. All right.
Peyton Manning.
So the Jets now. You've got the Jets at home, of course, with the Giants on the road. The Miami Dolphins. Both games are at 1 o'clock Eastern time. Miami Dolphins coming into town. The Dolphins are -6 as a road favorite. Dolphins-Jets. Coop, who you taking?
You got to take the Dolphins because the Jets are looking for a first-round pick like me. I don't know what's going on with the Jets.
Really?
They're looking for something.
You buying that?
Yeah, I think so. Because they're looking
for a victory, man.
No, man, I don't think so.
The team stinks, Coop.
Yeah, I think they need help.
They do a lot of help.
Yeah, they get that. What's going on? They get a couple of first round pick. They be okay.
Yeah, that's what it's all going to take. How many Jets players can you name? There's a lot of obscure guys on there now. Name any Jets players?
I can't name the Jets player.
Yes, you know.
Name one.
Jets player. I'm really not a Jet fan, though.
Okay.
That's okay.
You know the coach of the Jets?
No, they got a new coach. They got so many. They changed so many coaches.
Yeah, they changed a lot of coaches there.
Yeah. I don't really keep up with the guy. I pay attention. They get good. I see something that they're doing something great. I still with them then.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They suck, right?
I ain't going to say suck. I ain't going to say that.
If I gave you multiple choice, would you be able to name the Jets head coach?
I'm probably Mike.
All right.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Ready? Bill Parcells, Todd Bowles, Mike Pence. Which one of those three? Bill Parcells, Todd Bowles, or Mike Pence?
I know they ain't Cussell. And I know it ain't Mike Pence. Mike Pence sound like the vice president to me.
So, process of elimination?
Right, got it.
Todd Bowles.
Yeah, right.
You got it. That's cool. All right, there he is. All right, we're going to do one more. Since you're from North Carolina, let's do the Carolina Panthers.
Who they have this week?
New Orleans. Oh, they're hosting the New Orleans Saints. The Panthers are at home, and they are a 5.5-point favorite. New Orleans on the road at Carolina. Who do you like? You
got to go to Carolina.
You got to go. You got to do it, right?
Yeah. Not a bad team.
No, they're not bad. What about the Saints? You like the Saints?
Saints looks okay.
You know who played for the Saints? This guy played for the Saints right here. He played for the Saints.
For real?
Yeah.
Well, you should know that team inside and out then.
No. That was a long time ago, Coop.
For real?
For real?
Like, look at me. You and Boone both can play right now to me.
I can play right now?
You look like it.
He does. Money, you
look kind of still. No football player look young, still look nice and good, man. That's why I should went into a football, too. Well, I did play a little football.
What position?
Huh? No, I was playing in. I was small. I had to play in. I couldn't play no. I can't play tackle.
Okay.
And I had to run like hard because I wasn't no big guy getting me. There's some big guys on that team, man.
Yeah, Coop.
You don't see that no more. Ends. I don't know what you call it now.
Yeah. Neither do I. Coop, next week, you want to do this on TV?
Television?
Yeah.
I don't know about no television. Well, I might want to say something about my old lady. I don't know.
What are you going to say? Thank you for all them babies?
Baby, my man.
Eight of them, dog. Got good to you, huh?
I don't know.
I know. You got eight to show for it.
We didn't have too many televisions back there in those days.
Oh, you didn't have too many televisions, so you had to do something, right?
Yeah, do something.
Are you falling asleep?
No. No, I'm not sleeping now.
Are you reminiscing?
No.
You reminiscing? I mean, you're 73. You still, you still go, right?
Actually, right. I'm a man, ain't I?
Yeah. How many times a week are we talking?
Huh?
How many times a week are we talking?
Gee, I can go lonely. Long is day, Chris and Young, every night, every day.
Every day. Oh, thanks, man. We appreciate you coming up. Next week, I'm going to ask somebody about you going on TV to do this. All right? If you're all right with that, you want to? What do you think?
You better bring Calhoun right here. Calhoun's a television man.
Calhoun's a television man? What do you mean he's a television man?
Well, Calhoun is all the excitement, man.
Calhoun's all the excitement?
Yeah.
What is it? What do you mean the television man? What is this guy, Jimmy Fallon?
It's Calhoun's something else, man.
All right. Well, maybe we'll have both.
Don't ask you about no weapons. Oh, my God.
Oh, really? That Calhoun. All right, cool. Yeah. Well, thanks, man.
Thanks, man.
We appreciate it. All right, get back down there and keep people out. Lock that elevator.
That's right. Lock the elevator.
There he goes.
And quit.
What? He says he's not locking no door, man.
I've been here 35 years, man. 35 years. Ain't nothing that happened to me.
You've been here 35 years?
Yeah.
All right. Wow. There he goes.
Okay.
Nobody can hear him now. He's not.
All right, Coop. Take care, man.
We'll see you, man. Jones, you're coming right back.
Greg Giannotti, Brian Jones on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
We're going to play the audio from it. This is from Lawrence O'Donnell of MSNBC. He clearly is a high-strung guy that does not treat his staff very well, so this video got leaked because of it. And he's losing his mind because there's technical difficulties during his show on MSNBC. He's hearing things in his ear. There seems to be construction going on in his studio, just like there is here in our studio. And he's trying to do his show, and he's lost his mind. So we cut, it's like 8 minutes of this. That was supposed to be off the air, but someone recorded it and put it out there to make them look terrible. So we cut up two of the best parts. This is the one, though, that the first one you're going to hear, where he hears a hammer in the background that has really been the most famous clip from this epic rant.
Coming up, is Donald Trump going to be called to testify to Congress? Michael Iskoff has the latest on that. Clear. Stop the hammering. Stop the hammering out there. Who's got a hammer? Where is it?
I don't know.
Where's the hammer? Is it on the... Go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering. Stop the hammering.
Okay.
I'll go down to the damn floor myself and stop it. Keep the damn commercial break going. Call Phil Griffin. I don't care who the you have to call. Stop the hammering. Empty out the damn control room and find out where this is going on. It's either there or there or out there somewhere.
There or there.
The woman talking in my ear was talking about the Labor Day special repeatedly every time we went to a SOT.
Sound on tape, folks.
Stop the hammering! I feel like we've been screaming about that here.
Stop the drilling.
Yeah, stop it.
Stop the drilling!
So this next one is my personal favorite because he throws to a soundbite that he specifically, I guess, told his staff to cut in a certain manner.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't do it.
Yeah.
And this part of the meltdown to me is just amazing. So he throws to the soundbite. It ends up being cut differently than he wanted, and then he just loses it.
I don't know why I bother to say how to cut the sots when you don't do it. I just don't know why. So now I have to chase those stupid damn entrails that you allowed him to stick out there. Crazy sound coming in my ear, this stupid hammering. I told you why I wanted those boards cut. It just sucks. It sucks to be out here with this out of control. Anything can come into my ear at any moment. That's what I know. Anybody can get into my ear at any time. Some woman talking about what we're doing after the show.
Lawrence O'Donnell.
Who's got a hammer? Where is it?
Where is it? Who's got a hammer?
Oh, man.
Yeah, and this video, there's visuals in this thing, too, where he is about to go back on the air, and he hears things in his ear, and he has this face, this crazy face, and his hands are up in the air, and he's scrunching his face like a crazy person. This was a bad one. This is like a guy who needs some help here, man. Like
where's the hammer?
Stop the hammering! Just deal with it, Lawrence.
He needs
be over soon, man.
Listen, I'm not gonna say that I haven't gotten angry during something, you know, during a show.
Oh yeah,
of course. You lose your mind. You have a blow up. I'm sure that if I was everything that was recorded that I did, there'd be something like this at some point. But never 8 minutes of it.
You guys record everything I do.
Yeah, no, I know. So part of me feels bad for him.
Why?
Because that stuff shouldn't be out there, right? He didn't expect it to be recorded. And he's also under a high amount of stress and there's some technical difficulties.
Yeah.
Part of me.
Well,
you can't handle yourself like that. But part of me, just knowing the stress that...
That happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happens from time to time. You go off on things... I've done it. I'm sure you've done it. We've all been there, and it just doesn't. Well, mine sees the light because y'all record every damn thing I do.
I told you why I wanted those.
Right. I told you why I wanted my sock cut a certain way. So cut it that way. I mean, why is it so hard?
Kind of
cut the sock.
Kind of sounds like his staff stinks, though, man. I don't know. It kind of sounds like to me.
Well, it's obvious they didn't listen in this situation.
And not only that, but they ended up leaking this video.
Right?
Jesus.
Sucks.
Good help is hard to find.
He said, of course, I mean, and this is out there forever now, and no one's ever going to be able to look at him the same. This is just as good. Maybe not. It's the winner is still Bill O'Reilly with the We'll Do It Live.
Oh, yeah, We'll Do It Live.
I mean, that.
Yeah.
That is just amazing.
Some woman talking about what we're doing after the show.
So Lawrence O'Donnell tweeted, he said, a better anchorman and a better person would have had a better reaction to technical difficulties.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
True.
Sure. Sure. Right. They would have.
All right. We had our fun with it.
Does it make him a bad person for doing that?
No. We've all had moments like that, haven't we? I mean, Mikey B goes off like that every day on me.
Do you think, well, if he does this every day, it's one thing. If this was like one meltdown out of the year, that's not fair. But if he does this every single day.
Yeah. No one does it every single day, do they?
Maybe. Maybe he does. He looked like he was unhinged.
Football coaches.
In this.
Yeah, he went all Jim Mora on him.
Worse than that. Mm. Some of the nonverbal stuff is worse. The faces, like I said, like the hands up in the air, that thing. That's what's scary about this. That's where I would, if I'm him, you got to go and talk to somebody. You got some issues. All right, coming up next, we will talk to David Deal, former Giants offensive lineman, now with CBS Sports and Fox. Big week 3 in the NFL coming up. Gio and Jones, keep it right here on CBS Sports Radio.
Stop the hammering!